Yeah, with Necros he's really good, and Asmodee, I don't know what shape he is, but he can be a really good aim. Still has some ping difference, and but I'm not sure if he's as good as Alien. I think he's perm gorging a lot.
Yeah, we have Phone. I think Necros taking the role as Faith, and then we have probably Hami Arty Faith. I'm not sure we will lurk. So many mercs, I really don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I don't know too. Who's Asho? Do you know that?
It is an American, but I'm not sure which one. I think it's a merc.
We should use his real name. I don't know anyone.
Maybe someone that's listening can tell us who it is, if you know.
Yeah, would be really cool. But I'm pretty sure Phone is not lurking. Maybe it's Asmo. Asmo can do some adrenaline lurk, sitting in the gas, spamming a lot, not going for the kill.
Yeah, I reckon gassing is still a pretty good option. Although, yeah, celerity lurk, not a good option with 130 ping.
That is right. And also, Asmo's not the best lurk at all to do that. Not quite sure how he performs on American servers, but I saw him play a lot. I played a lot with him on there, and I really never saw him lurk at all. So yeah, Necros told me they're starting any second about 2 minutes ago. I don't see the result. And this starts getting boring for me.
Alright, we have 11 listeners.
I'm still waiting for an answer if someone knows who the guy is. In the alien team called Asho.
Maybe Danny knows. I mean, he's a referee, he should know.
Danny should know indeed.
Yeah, I get the answer. He's an American, but we already figured that out.
That's yeah.
Ah, it's indeed. Dupe. It's Dupe. Okay, I know this guy.
Dupe?
Dupe, yeah. If anyone knows Dupe, he's a pretty solid player. But not one from the best Americans around. But he's solid. He has his moments, he can be really good. And he's still playing a lot. Of course not on
I think Jackie just started to record it, so yeah, let's open it up when they start, and then we'll see where we go from there.
That's right.
Now the Marines have 7 minutes to ready up, so kind of waiting for them to start the game.
I don't even see the timer. Do you see a timer? I don't see a timer.
No, it's just every 30 seconds it pops out a message in the chat, so...
Oh. Yeah, I noticed. Okay, time to get a coffee, to get a drink, someone else.
It looks like Dogo is sitting out though. I think he's the clan leader of Stray Dogs. Nice gesture there.
He used to be the clan leader. He went inactive, a little bit raging the last times. Especially against new team. There was something like, I can't shoot with LMG, give me shotgun. And he failed. So we're all waiting for Doctor to start us. Okay,
and
guys,
live.
It's starting.
This is the grand final of Division 2, Stray Dogs versus Professors.
Exactly, and yeah, Professor has a lot of mercs there going up. Not their usual lineup. We have to see how they do perform now with that strange team.
Yep. Professor started with Subsect Hive. Not the best hive, but not the worst either. Looking to build double RT and cargo.
Yeah, that's pretty much a standard opener for Subhive. I personally like Subhive. It gives you more map control than Pipe.
It is indeed better than a hive like Pipeline, but I still prefer cargo.
So, you were right. Miklas got the shotgun. And they're just moving out over top ball.
And we have Asmodee hiding up in topo. Maybe he can make something happen here. Sitting on the roof.
Yeah, nice spot there.
Remarines. Nope, he got spotted.
Yeah, it's good to see they check corners. We'll make it more interesting.
I think they're gonna run straight into cargo, but I might be wrong here. Lots of school getting up, 1, 2, 3, 4, and a gourd. And I think the Lurk is even going up in the vent near double, so that's right on time.
That's right, they have to move to cargo really fast now, before they can regroup.
Marco died on the way, still 3 marines.
There's one behind the pipes, right? Whoa, I got a bug.
Not sure what happened there, but the HLTV lagged. And we didn't see what went on. Too bad.
Yeah, we totally missed the pressure team getting rolled. Unfortunate.
That is really weird. But yeah, it looks like they didn't get into cargo and all got killed.
Yeah, so it makes the aliens on a huge advantage now. The pressure totally failed. Marines not that good on res nodes.
Pressure did fail. Although the capper team is still up, they're capping pipe right now, so they're sitting on a good 5 nodes in a second.
Yeah, if they can hold them. Anyhow, we just got the secret hand. Armor 1 is up. It's not quite a fast armor 1, but... This looks really bad now for aliens, as they have four marines.
There's another shotgun in the field. Miklas has it. Going to cargo again.
Yes, depends now if they can take down a node now. If they fail again, this round is almost over, I think.
It's never over. As long as you have the pipe side res up, you can always make something happen. Either go to late game or try to sneak a PT somewhere and get a nice hive kill or some RT kills.
That is right, but... this requires you have marines who can take
down
two or
three things.
I mean, you
don't have to kill res, although, yeah, it is advised to kill the res, but... it doesn't mean the game is over when you don't kill their artis. But the professors do their job. Yep, they do. Guys in double. Got you
but cargo at least is going down. Or not. This will be close now, the faker move in.
Yeah, now it's down.
And yeah, was close, but I think the shotgun will die. No, wow!
Nekros took up the roll as fate.
I was really close, risky from that lurk, just running straight in front of the shotgunner.
I think they're gonna drop the hive in cargo. Yeah, it's already dropped, yeah. There it goes.
Yeah, back to 4 nodes, the hive is going up. 2 pressures down, although they did kill a node. Yeah, it looks really good for professors, I agree. So we really missed phone as the lurk. I didn't expect that.
It is hard on rest now.
If 2 LMGs in double, I don't think they will take down anything, but...
Oh, lurk down by the LMG.
Did you see that lurk getting LMG down? My god, this is really bad.
I must say that must have to do something with the ping.
I think so too. But still, it was like straight lining in there.
Yeah, it was not the greatest movement I've seen ever, no. Certainly not.
I have a watch now on the Fate. He's going for the cappers on the pipe side. It's a good choice, I think, as long as they're not pushing to the hive. And Marines cannot afford to push the hive, I think, for the moment.
Oh.
Only three
Fate,
nodes.
I was tapping oh, or 80 HP. 80
HP, yeah. Almost.
This looks like slow motion to me, I don't know. That Fate is moving so
I'm
slow.
I'm not sure what the Marines are, they're still pressuring double, trying to get it down. I think
yes,
they will succeed.
The chances are good, but there's the Fate. Now you have to fall back the whole way.
1-0 down in double.
Yeah, and the second will go down too, I think. Fate is not here. Well, where's the shotgun
some good
going?
Pressures from the aliens, though. Boars, Fate, Spit.
Oh, yeah, I don't quite agree with Gorbot going there for the Gorge kill, leaving double, leave the Marine in there alone.
Weapon 2 is up.
Well, what the Marines should do right now is indeed secure the face, get a Pauker, recap C12 and Pipe, and then try to go for double. Because if their rest situation isn't good, they will most likely not put out enough guns to handle with the lifeforms that are coming very soon.
That's right, and I think we have a second Fate coming up, Hammy, is that
yep,
right?
Yeah, indeed. We just faded. And this hype is gonna be up in about, what is it, 20 seconds?
Yeah,
so, that means
so I don't see any chance
it.
For... Yeah, that's right, so it's not gonna work easily with two men or three men going for double with just one shotgun. Against two Hive aliens and two Fates.
Oh, Hammy low, well, not too low, but 140.
Aliens still having double, they rebuilt the second now, so they're looking pretty good. I think the second chamber will
right.
be sensory, and once that chamber goes up, the Fates will start racking up these kills.
Well, Hammy's trying to pressure Marine start.
Oh, Fate was
but
low.
That was close. He got stuck there, missed like five
swipes.
Was swipes.
Close indeed.
Oh, there's a Hive and Pipe.
Echo's
yeah.
still going for it though.
Oh yeah, did you see that? Hive and Pipe is dropped. They're about to end this game really soon. If
isn't
Doctor
closed.
Doesn't notice
I see
that,
that correctly.
Yeah, no, there's no sensory.
Well, yeah, this is up to the commander to check for this. I hope he finds out, but you never know.
There's no cloak.
Oh, Betty's getting some hits in west. He was like, I don't know, 50 HP.
But the aliens keep them busy there, and they're going for overlook now. Yes,
I think it's indeed
like the
shotgun's going for overlook. Yep.
Yeah, while the hyphen pipe is growing up, this is really bad for the Marines now.
Even if they do manage to kill overlook, they're not getting a whole lot out of it.
That's right.
Oh. No.
But even if there was no hive growing up,
they lost all the
overlook.
Guns now. And they still don't know pipe is growing.
And now there's a sensor chip on hive, but the Gorge is going for the face gate. Or not.
Running in, they sneaked up
cargo.
A PT near cargo, indeed, and rushing in. I don't think it will work though, too many pressure
no,
from the aliens.
No, it's down there. This, I don't know, someone scouted
Did
it maybe.
I missed it?
Yeah, I missed it too, there was some delay here on my screen. I don't know
I'm
why, suddenly I saw them all in cargo. But yeah, this game is over, this round is over, clearly. From the beginning, aliens were dominating those Marines, killing both pressure teams and the power side, I think, in C12. And after that, yeah, keep the rest control, keep the map control, killing those nodes, and even after dropping the third eye, I think Doctor did maybe one or two mistakes, but his team failed as the pressure at all.
Yeah, I didn't see how the first pressure team went down, unfortunately, because the HLTV lagged at the exact same moment. But if that pressure team succeeded in killing cargo, they would have a better chance in this game. But the recapping on Professor's part was pretty nice. They killed the double node and they instantly recap it.
Yeah,
so they were
Chicago.
Up with five nodes the whole game, and that showed off.
That's right. It took really long time until before Marines could finish that first node, and until that, the Permagorge had so many res, so much res, he could just insta redrop every node he killed.
So, for anyone tuning in right now, it's 1-0 for Professors. I'm not sure what the second map is. Do you know?
No,
this
I don't know
Tiki?
Either.
Did they pick Tenet or some an Orthodox map?
Machina.
Orbital? Machina.
I should play Siege.
Well, there's a great, great elevator in the map, I think. Was that another map?
No, that's a Machina, that's right. I didn't play that map for, I think, 1 year.
Yeah, that's a reason for it. It's a pretty bad map. It's huge and, yeah. Always are too long. It's just really bad. Even for public play, it's not a cool map.
This is right.
So, looking at the game, Stray Dogs Alien now, do you think we'll take the Fade and the Lurk role?
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out who's
gonna get the
shotgun.
I think Doctor is taking the Lurk role.
Yeah, Doctor wanted to Lurk. He said before he's training Lurk because he wanted to Lurk. But that moment he said Miklas cannot play, and so there's no Lurk, and he has to Lurk. But Mik is here. And Mik is usually always lurking for Stray Dogs.
Okay.
Unless he's drunk or something strange, Doctor told me, I don't know.
I'm pretty sure Gobolt will take the Fade role.
Yes, and I guess Necros will get the shotgun.
Either Necros, Marco, or... Actually, they have quite a bunch of good shotgunners in the team, so...
Yeah, that's right. Hem is a solid shotgunner, Necros solid, Marco is a really good shotgunner. Although he might be rusty.
I've just played some getters with him, and his shotgun aim is pretty good.
Oh yeah, now that you say it, I played a getter too, yeah. He was totally dominating. And he never forgets to check corners. This is so annoying. So, we're waiting 9 more minutes now. In worst case.
No, that's not the worst case. They could stop the forfeit clock by unreading and wait for 1 hour.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you already know how to...
Yeah, let's do some more hope
the
for the
like
listeners
that,
so they can wait an hour.
No, but if they're a team who is like waiting for the other team doesn't have players, then it will be like the forward clock will stop. So
Asmodee will be the commander?
So yeah, that's the exploit strat. Okay. You just heard it from an admin, it's legit.
Apparently, professors want to play Vel as well as a map. It means 2x NS Vel. Oh boy, we have some drama going on, guys. This
Who
is getting
can we
good.
Play for this? Danny,
yes.
Why did you ask Professor?
You can put all blame on Danny for this one.
That's okay, every game needs a drama, right? Wouldn't be NSL.
Yeah, I wonder how drama is going to be in NS2. It's going to be bigger, meaner...
faster, longer.
Yeah, faster is 1,000 more players.
And the same exact situation. Stray Dogs with the Hive subsector.
Symmetric gameplay.
Now, who gets the
Let's
shot,
see what
guys.
To do.
My money's on Marco. Oh wait, damn, I lost my money.
I think Necros.
Well, kinda hard to drop a shotgun in Topo, but who knows?
Maybe he's going to get it back.
I have an eye on Best Skylights now.
It's going to be Necros just... with the shotgun.
They're moving in! Yeah, Marines down.
Yeah, it was a nice rush in West. RT already getting pressure.
Yeah, yeah, that's right, but I think those Marines could have handled the situation better.
Marco trying to...
Not a good start on the phone.
No, I won the money, Necro's got a shotgun, and they're moving to Toppa now. So, I think Cargo is their goal.
Yeah, they need to put up double in Cargo. Similar situation.
Yeah, that's right, but Marines are falling back on res. They didn't even catch West Skylights.
And again, Marco checking all the corners and getting Homik out of his hiding position. Pretty good.
Yeah, it's highly annoying if you're Skulk. So there's one more in the pipes.
Will they spot him?
No, on top.
They did spot him.
And who did spot him?
Necros,
was it Marco?
Legged out. And Necros is lagging here with the shotgun.
Where the Skulks? There's only one Skulk there. And he's dead.
And there comes the lurk. Comes the gassing power. By Doctor. No, Doctor is lurking.
Doctor is lurking, yeah.
Oh, so you were right.
And there's Marines going to the main hive on the other side of the map. Two LMGs pressuring their main hive. Only one school kid.
They're pushing in?
No chambers.
Oh, shotgun.
Yeah, Necros missed that shot really bad.
Now Doctor needs to go in before he gets the shotgun. Doctor destroys.
The spawn camp is initiated right now. Four guys dead,
but
only a lurk and a guard is allowed.
They shouldn't be able to.
Yeah, the spawn camp will go down now with the rook.
But they could lose the MC though.
Yep.
No, but they didn't.
Nicely done, Doctor.
Oh, face cannon.
Yeah, after killing that node, I'm taking some time and the spawn camp.
You are building indeed a face cannon cargo right now.
I don't like that strat, you know. Even if you get the gate up, you're gonna have fates in 1.5 minutes. And you won't have any shit upgrades to do with that. Deal with that.
That is right.
I agree, they're pretty bad on the West situation as well. West getting killed pretty early on, and they didn't keep the whole pipe side yet. So I'm not sure how he's planning to keep that face gate up and alive. He's probably abandoning
it already. The face gate will not go up. There's already three Skulks there, and now they move out!
Nice shotgun aim by Marco. Keep an eye on him.
Yes.
One school can
but
top
we get win alert. The game. They don't have an arm slap yet. This is.
Whoa! I totally missed that. Right, Cherokee.
You're right, Jerky.
Yeah,
I hope they can keep the shotgun in the game.
Ooh, Doctor took two hits from Marco. Oh, what the fuck!
And Marco made a triple kill,
like,
and there was one school. I'm not sure what's going
what
on with
happened.
The hate of the fee, but that is really weird. I'm sorry, I apologize.
No,
I
don't
see
think I'm
slow motion killing.
Oh,
and
nice.
Killed Doctor.
Knocked down. So Marco
like
really
is Marco, murking for presence, is carrying
and
the team right now.
Every crack moment.
Yeah, I did even see that in slow motion, it was really nice.
My opinion, the Lurk shouldn't risk it, they could just spore it with the MC like 200.
I agree, especially with the MC. Spore first, soften them up, then reload, then go in maybe.
I mean, Doctor isn't new to this game, why did he make such a mistake? Oh,
Marco pretty much destroying the whole alien team alone.
Yeah, I feel pretty sorry for the aliens now.
Yeah, aliens had
one
a good
guy
start.
Locking them in system, so they cannot even reinforce double with Skooks.
They even dropped the skylights. No, It was back on my screen. I saw an alien note
the
skylights.
It's already 5 minutes. It's Kobold.
It's fading right now, indeed. Interesting what Izog is gonna do with this res. Is he gonna build a hive, or is he gonna fade? Because right now, both hives are locked down.
Yeah, they need two fades up in the
field. Yeah, but they don't have rest. Even if they drop pipeline, they will have armor 0 and weapon 0.
And now they got a pretty solid rest. They're late
Doctor
in upgrades.
Doctor lurking could have costed the round here, you know.
Okay, Izog is gonna drop pipe right now. Let's see what happens at power core. Because they have to take it down.
And now it's a good chance because three Marines are double capping now. They're far away from any face gate spot. If they want to take down that face.
Gobo just collecting some hits there.
Yeah, I saw the minimap. I thought you're gonna be trapped now in system.
The thing is, if they don't show a pipe, I'm not sure if Thorn would even see the hive.
Nope, probably not. But they keep constant pressure on the gate.
I think some alien is gonna show up at the gate and it's gonna spoil all the fun there.
And I'm not sure what Gobot is doing there. He's going for power core, checking, maybe scouting,
yeah,
as a fate.
Is he running around?
Yeah, he's has
no
goal.
I think he's
indeed
afraid
like
to run into some shotgunners. And it can't really blame
if there are
him.
No parasites, I don't blame him. But the Marines, I think they haven't spotted the pipeline hive yet, but it's still 140. Oh, it's 108 seconds.
Okay.
Well, if that hive goes
pressure
up.
Team in Overlook is down now, so let's see where they go. Will they go to pipe or not?
Marines are armor 1.
Yeah, what I wanted to say is if the hive goes up, aliens have a good chance to come back.
They are sitting on. They are sitting, sorry, blind. Go ahead.
This is.
No, it just said they have a chance going coming back in the game when the hive grows up. Although they're so way behind in res now, just one res not up. And Marines had
yeah, the
like
Marines are sitting.
Oh, that skog is gonna spoil the. Oh, Homik. Homik, look, he's gonna. Oh, too bad. You know, the skog could give away pipeline. But,
That is right, that's why no one else attacked the phase gate, and now Homik is going for
I
it.
I think they don't
suspect
them
choice.
Building the hive, because the situation is looking really good for them.
I think the hive goes up, but depends on the risk situation. The Marga could still, like, destroy the Fade or Lurga boat.
I think Weapon 2 is going up as well, so...
Well, aliens need, after the hive goes up, Homik to drop 2 nodes straight ahead.
Yeah, Marines have
back.
Lots of rest, even though if the hive goes up, they have double and topo and cargo and pipeline C12. But the problem is that when the hive goes up, they're gonna lose C12 and pipeline immediately.
That's right, yeah.
And
but now they got
like
motion tracking. They got motion tracking right this second.
And now the gorge is moving in pipe, but that's stupid.
Oh, you beacon! Maybe check that.
Yeah, they
yeah, they're facing to power core. They're marching in pipeline now.
Here we go.
Alright, this is getting.
How many seconds are left?
Oh,
I think
10 down.
Seconds, so this time will probably go up. It's up right now, actually. So.
Yeah, there's still 5 shotguns in the air.
Five down.
There's no fate to defend it.
And the lurk warped out. That is actually really dangerous, because you never know where you're gonna end up.
Yeah. Unless they have nades, they should be umbraing the hive. What the fuck?
And he just.
Marga's probably gonna catch the lurk if he's there.
And they're pulling out of pipeline, not quite sure why.
Whoa, this isn't
no,
good.
No, he's going to siege. Phone is going to siege. I'm not quite sure if I agree with that decision here. There's no life to defend
work,
if they sit
but
on...
But if they lose topo and pipeline nodes, then they won't have rest.
I'm not sure if anyone was specking Marco. I was specking him. He was trying to kill the lurk. Put 3 or 4 shots into him. And he survived. I'm not sure how that happened.
Well, now we have a fade up. Dogo just fade. While Doctor is keeping them gassed, that's why I wasn't really agreeing with their decision to siege right now. They're just giving aliens time to set up the defense, to get a fade up, and to permer spam them now at the siege location. That would cost Marines a lot of rest now. If they would have just went in for all before that, they
the
could have taken down a high
bite west, to be honest.
Yes,
and one Jim
is absolutely right. If the Skooks keep pressuring the rest, Topo, Cargo, and maybe even C12.
Oh,
Marines
the fade died.
Marines cannot afford to med.
Hammy took down like 3 aliens and the fade.
And they should save the chambers. Oh, well, they have one SC saved, I think. Now he's guarding the node. Now Syntax is being intelligent. Now they can get the cargo hive up.
But pipeline, I fear,
yeah.
Will now go down
some nice
after
shotgun
the fate
wait, eh?
Died. Yes, that's right. Hemi's
well, if they save the chamber,
me.
I don't know. They should save this hive now because they won't have weapon 2 motion. Is pretty bad to fight against.
3 seats is up. Hive is officially under siege right now.
Where's the Fate? Oh, that Fate is down.
The Fate
well.
Died before
I think I would have dropped thesis if I were there to.
Oh, that lurk was.
Is
Marco just finished off the lurk, yeah.
How much is the hive?
They are mining the TF right now.
The hive is like
this
on.
This one might
15.
Go down. Nope.
No, just.
What the fuck happened?
I got a delay again. And I only see marine kills on my screen.
Yeah.
And the hive is down, the hive is down.
I think that's probably because the HLTV is in the same server as the... I mean, there's two HLTVs on the same server as the game server. Maybe.
I can put in a Shoutcats HLTV if you want, maybe that's better.
I don't know.
Well, no, but since the hive went down, did they save some chambers? See, maybe one sensory in sub, I'm not quite sure.
Two sensories up, one cargo, one in sub sector.
The thing is, their fate weren't good enough.
No, they got three.
I mean, they lost all their life forms now. They
got
have no...
Up. Yeah, they got three sensories up, so... At least they have that, but they did lose their hive, and that's never...
Yeah, well, they lost all their... Oh, Asmodee disconnected. That's it.
Yeah, Asmodee just disconnected. What is Homic doing there? He's not cloaked. Is he cloaked? Oh, yes, he is.
Oh, yeah, there's the
SP
there.
Yeah, I couldn't see it on my screen.
I was like, what the fuck?
Yes, me too.
Yeah, anyway, the aliens don't have any life forms now. It's a pretty bad situation for them.
Yeah, and they just lost the sensory chamber. They don't need to know.
Marines have weaponry and motion tracking. Even against two hives, weaponry motion.
Jerky is joined. Oh, we got some action in double here. Just Marines are trying to
Did
take down these nodes.
Yeah, I disconnected for some reason.
Okay.
Yeah, and I got some
We're
delays
back
and. Yes. There's like warping here and warping.
Five
some
players on Marines, two shotguns, and the aliens have one fade up now. They could afford the hive, but there's no hives free, so I don't know.
Yeah,
nope.
Marines are still
commander
down to
this
five
time
players.
Put an ops in pipe as well, so they cannot sneak it up. Not sure if it's for the hive or for a silent kin, but works both ways.
Yeah, I think this is weapon-free motion tracking with the aimbot like Margo is a pretty bad.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Marcus has been killing those cooks over and over and over. 28-6 right now.
But Marines have
it
a problem.
For Hemi,
still missing their sixth player.
Pretty good.
I think they should get two fates up and try to destroy the cargo gate before it's too late.
Well, I might say that is a good option, but there's also another option, that is try to get the arms lab down and try to kill all the Marines when the arms lab's down and secure the victory.
Yeah, that's another option. Well, now they're pressuring west, they should either defend it or get some gate down instead of running around.
They are getting power per gate right now.
I don't agree with
power
core. I think cargo would be better.
Yeah, power core salt. Let's see if anyone has the rest to drop the hive. Dogo has the rest right now. Is he gonna drop
it? It's just trading the power core phase.
I'm not dropping the hive. I'm gonna fade.
Yes, he is indeed dropping the hive right now.
Alright. Yeah. But there's three shotguns in the hive. Oh, they're gonna kill the SCs.
They're taking down all SCs now. And even those movement chambers, one will go down.
They are
Doop's
gonna go
just
down,
finishing
no?
off. I just had to jump on my HLTV again.
The problem with power core and cargo gates is really that you cannot hold too much rest. You can hold C12 and cargo and maybe pipeline, but not more than that.
Doctor barely getting away, 50 HP. Sure, wooded marine was. Let me check that. I think it was.
Oh, there's nobody. No, the gorge.
I think
is
it was
under the
Nick
hive.
With the shotgun. Yeah.
I think Phone this time spotted the hive going up. He sent three marines here to power core. Maybe just for redropping the phase gate.
They definitely know the hive is up. And the lurk.
Did you see the
index
lurk? That was
yep.
Pretty. I think. Oh, this is there a new gate in power core, or am I mistaken? I mean, when did they get this gate up?
Just now. Two LMGs were building the gate. Neck was pressure in the hive. So this hive will probably go down.
Blind has joined the channel.
They wanted to deny jetpacks. Not working. Phone is beaconing again. It was a fake
oh,
beacon,
stupid
yes.
Fate.
Yeah, they got fooled, those fades.
Too bad.
And now Doctor went in for Pipe alone and died. It was the worst decision you could make there.
Well, actually, you could say that, but yeah, it's do or die at this point. That hive either needs to go up or the game will probably be lost, so yeah.
Yeah, that's right, but you need teamwork.
I do know why he jumped in, but...
Look at the gobble. Oh!
And meanwhile, he should do the same with Isaac.
Armor tree saving Necro's life right there.
Oh, I didn't catch it. Armor 3.
Wow. The hive
this
could go really up, but they don't have a healing
enough.
Gorge. If you just LMG it down, oh, they are.
No one's trying to
that
trap
hive is down.
Yeah, and the gorge just on top act, but too late.
Look at Marco, he has more score than the command.
Did you catch Marines are still on 5 players for like the last 4 or 5 minutes since Asmodee
yep.
dropped, lagged out? And they're still doing this with 5 players against the whole alien team.
There's actually 4 Marines on the field, 6 aliens. But then again, they do have Marco murking for them, and yeah. He's showing
yeah,
why
I
he's
think
a
he
Division
makes
1 player.
Big difference, that's right, yeah. Aliens will have a hard time to try to come back in this game, and I don't think they can. The only chance they
well,
have is
they
because
have
of the only 4 Marines in the field.
Yeah, but they have weapon 3, armor 3, motion tracking, 2, well,
no,
1 place
game. That's armory.
Yeah.
The Gilbert refaded, I think. We have 2 fades up now.
Yes, the...
1 sensory chamber left, that won't
so
do
right
much.
Oh.
Whoa, that was close on Dupe there. But he didn't receive any med packs.
Did you watch the base? Lol. Fate almost getting nade. Gobot 68.
Oh
HP.
Yes, Gobot oh. down to 60 health. So now with Marines hold 5 nodes. With C12 coming up. And keep trying to get the west side nodes. Maybe they're gonna defend it this time.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the aliens have planned. They do keep rebuilding though, and they're not giving up. And it's always a good thing. That chance
yeah.
is very
this
late.
Is right, yeah.
Aliens waiting. Keep way too easily these gates, you know, in power or in cargo. It's just, well. I don't know how the gate in power opened up. It just happened.
Oh, it is motion tracking, weapon 3, armor 3, so...
Yeah, and there's
a
fade
bit
down,
to deal
Isaac
with
just
one
died.
Half.
Just one fade left.
I just think it's really hard to finish this game with 4 Marines in the field. That's why they're struggling a little
yeah.
bit.
But
they
as have
soon as
only one fade up.
Jetpacks, so. They can just walk over them.
Mark on top. Was shooting a fate.
Gobot can be trapped down here? Yeah, Gobot down by Makaro. He trapped himself, to be honest.
Well, the save array was marine start, save way out, but yeah.
Yeah, but he didn't know. He just know they have motion tracking, there might be just two marines for me waiting there. I take the chance with that one lonely HMG-er. And yeah, it was Marco.
Then again,
a little base rush coming in? Or not? Two Skulks here trying to do the luck here in the base. Didn't work. We have a Proto going up. Chapex coming in very soon.
Jetpacks are pretty late though, 22 minutes, but it doesn't really matter.
Too bad.
That's right. They're going in the hive, they're in sub, what are they doing in sub? Spawn camp, yeah, the spawn camp. I thought they might gonna try to take down those nodes before they go walk, just walk in. No, it's Marco and Hammy just spawn camping.
Yep, yeah, all is dead.
Yeah, they're falling, like skips over. It's
God damn it, there's more spectators in this match than our match. It's time to be bitter.
And I think the second map is going to be NS Tenet.
There are 20
and Mick is just pretty much raging because they only had 5 players the half of the match and they still couldn't beat them.
They are indeed raging at each other and it's not a good thing. The game isn't over yet.
Team Moral. So, what's the second map now?
I think they're going to NS Tenet, but I'm not sure.
I'm not sure. They could play Orbital. I know Doctor likes it, so it's possible.
Yeah, he also likes to play Metal, I think.
Yeah, well, Doctor said before he wanted to play Tenet, so...
Well, he performed really bad on Orbital against new team, so he shouldn't,
Eclipse
maybe
being
shouldn't.
Set by Doctor.
No, they're still arguing about it. Oh yes, okay, it's Eclipse. I think Stradox have a chance to take at least one alien round here in Eclipse, because I think Eclipse is a little bit alien sided. But this might again depend on Marco's shotgun
here. Yeah, I have to agree with
here.
You there.
But first of all, we see Stradox on the marine field. And yeah, they actually have a chance winning Marine if aliens are getting unlucky, something they're like losing the early lurk before, losing maybe this time the pressure not dying in a second we didn't even catch. And it could turn something around here. But I think we're gonna see 2 alien wins on this map. This is my personal guess.
Asmodee's power has crashed. What the fuck? Yeah, I'm sure he means the power aggregator he has at his home. It's a generator at his home.
Oh, so now who's sub for Asmo Feel? Isn't it Alexi?
Yeah, it's Alexi.
Okay, if you just tuned in here in this match, this is the second map between Stray Dogs and Professors on the finals, Division 2 finals. And the first map on wheel was the 2-2-0, four professors. We saw really good shotgunning there from Marco, especially in the beginning. On the second round, it was, I think, the biggest factor and the pressure to determine that match for them. Although they lost Asmodee, was disconnecting there, was losing power supply or something. So Marines were playing in total with just five players for about 10 minutes and still managed to win the game. That's because Aliens Stray Dogs lost two hives in pipeline before. On the first round, I think it was, I don't quite remember. Fraggy, do you know about the first round? What was the most deciding factor there?
I think the pressure team from Stray Dogs didn't get any RT down at all from the Aliens, and that showed, because the fates were going up like it was nothing. The hype was going up. The Lurk stayed up. I think kind of stayed up. So the game is really hard if you have to deal with two fates and a spore Lurk at the same time.
Yeah, that's right. I remember. And the first node that took down was like at a 4 or 5 minute mark in cargo. And by that time they had a Perm Gorge, and the Perm Gorge had like 20 res and just insta redropped.
I think by that time he also already kept
later.
Double. Yeah.
Yeah, and then it kept double. Had double up, and Stray Dogs even just managed to kill one double node, and it could also insta recap. And from then on, it was pure alien domination over the map.
So what I'm looking at, what I think Doctor's trying to improve, is the pressure team with the Marines. He's probably gonna drop two shotguns this time. I'm not sure, but we see this pretty often in NS Eclipse, because it's such a small map. Even if you die, you can probably run back to the shotgun, might be even able to re-pick it.
I don't know why Doctor wants to play Eclipse, because it's a really hard Marine map. There's not much nodes. If you lose your pressure team, you are not gonna have much rest either.
And that's
like
true.
It's
pretty hard to keep rest control.
Like in Vale, you can cap the whole west side. If the pressure team fails in seat, well, we might get a new shotgun, go for it again. But in this map, well, you're gonna have like 3 nodes max.
Yeah, if you wanna have at least a chance to win, he needed a map where he can actually think he can win the Marine round.
Maybe he's planning on some weird strategy involving a lot of shotguns or some
relocation.
Some other. It could be even a relocation to primary access corridor, depending on the hive.
Yeah. Pete,
we just have to wait. I think Spore Guy was a big favorite of the relocate to primary access. I'm not sure if they were the ones that kind of invented it, but it did work quite often, but sometimes it didn't work, so it's a 50-50.
That's right. But maybe we see this time a pressure team.
It looks like Professor is looking for another Merc. It looks like it's gonna be B-Hack.
Succeeding, and so it's gonna be open.
So, Blind, are you gonna play for Rambos tomorrow?
Yes! I think I'm gonna play for Rambos tomorrow on the Division 1 finals. Yeah!
Interesting.
Right. Yeah, just give you better chances here for 2 balls. Because you're
Thank
also
you very
nice
much.
To me, and so, yeah, it's cool. So, we're all waiting for Professors get another Merc up now. Since Asmo cannot rejoin, cannot play now this map.
And Doctor is claiming he has a lot of Nature Selection fans. If anyone reads that, please give him a message.
Let's see what aliens
so might take.
I think they're gonna go for normal strat or DC strat, the two most likely options here.
I think Professor will go for standard strat here.
Standard is
think
pretty
they can
likely.
Feel just Yeah, I think they will feel pretty confident now. They're in the lead with 2-0, and
oh boy,
why just go
talking
for
about
crazy
changing the
weird
server?
Stuff?
This is never good.
I checked the FPS during the last game. Just 1,000 stable.
1,000 FPS, ladies and gentlemen.
Over 9,000. Anyway,
big applause.
Yeah, last week we suffered actually from some, well, probably some kind of server attacks. I'm not sure yet, but tonight it seems to be okay.
Yeah, yesterday was really weird. And, like, every server was shutting down or lagging.
Yeah, that was really weird. I don't know. Somebody hates
it
us.
It looked like some little kids,
so.
Right? Yeah.
We
tomorrow
don't give up.
I know will be.
So whoever is trying to destroy us, we won't give up.
NS will never die.
Yeah.
So, what would you guys try to do now if you were a doctor? What would you your strat be?
Yeah.
I would probably try to rush CC and, you know, if they don't drop the note, cap it and then go for the second note. But, yeah. Depends. The thing is, like, phone isn't that good lurk, so you could actually solo it if you had a good aimer on your team. A bit of medpacks. Like, it could make the difference within the round. And the second thing is that the aliens have the skill, but they haven't played together. They're just like a bunch of random people now, because like they have this American player, and Margaret just came from the army, and phone, so
yeah,
and B-hack to Merc, so standard strat is pretty likely.
So it's starting, guys. The hive is maintenance. The hive most people really hate to have.
Yeah, it's a pretty bad hive considering your resource nodes. You have either have to drop computer lab or power sub, or you have to drop south loop. It is defendable, but it's pretty hard. And did I just say computer lab? I mean computer core, of course.
Yeah, we know what you mean. It didn't even drop south loop yet. Did it just drop in comp?
Yeah, they're gonna drop Saloop and Computer Core, like I said.
Oh yeah, it's just
pretty hard
delayed
to defend.
Resonant, maybe some miscommunication in the team.
One shot came out from Mikles. Going to Saloop.
Oh.
Let's see what happens here.
Yeah, we see team kills.
Team kill.
And I think B-Hack disconnected. And they're asking for a replay.
I got disconnected in our game, remember? During the shotgun rush to...
It got kicked by the plugin for changing his CMD red. People should know by now that the plugin will punish you for this stuff.
The pressure is now comp. Whoa, Mick!
They're not F4ing.
So still one more scout.
They are F4ing indeed. They are replaying,
yes,
okay.
F4ing, replaying.
That was nice.
I wonder if the
sportsmanship by Doctor. But I think they're not gonna get maintenance a second time, to be honest. I think they're gonna get CZ or something, they're gonna get destroyed when they're not defending on.
I think Stray Dogs are not happy about macro or replay or whatever. I think they don't want.
Well, you
want
can never be happy that a player of that caliber mercs for the opponent team, but then again, they did allow it, so whining about that afterward is pretty lame.
Yeah, to recap strategies, Doctor went for straight standard there, three-man pressure with one shotgun, one welder. Nothing weird, and I don't think he's gonna do something weird this round too. On a replay.
Doctor is indeed creating some drama right now. Trying to claim a default win. Well, you have to win some way.
Oh, this is not nice to watch. I wanna see kills, frags. Good action and not drama. Seems like Marines are not allowing those mercs again.
Okay, now S4 started responding. He said he doesn't have them. Never mind. This is not for you. This is secret, the initial stuff.
It's a good opportunity to shoutcast it.
Anyway. Let's see. If the Stray Dogs can get a good start like last time.
I somehow get the bad feeling we won't see a good round here.
I got a bad feeling about this.
Yeah, exactly.
I've been on the force for a long, long time.
Now they did allow the mercs.
Alright, let's get this match started.
Alright, yeah, this round can go. Come on, guys. It was a good round, just don't fail on the pressure,
Doctor,
you still can win.
If you can hear this, stop creating drama. We want to see action.
That's right. You're cool man, Doctor. Just go and play.
Yeah,
here
we're
live.
Same hive!
And this is maintenance hive again. Same starting conditions.
A doctor saying he refuses to play unless they have maintenance. And they do have maintenance. But he has to get in the chair.
At this time I think Doggo's gonna just roll that. And hit it.
Not sure by those galaxies here.
The pressure on station access, one marine.
I got the reinforcements now, but the shotgun is moving alone. And now he's grouping up in T-junction with two other marines.
The exact same tactic being applied right here.
Oh. Well, nice shot.
But this time, Ellen stood immediately dropped the note.
Notes are up and Lurk isn't far.
Oh, shotgun
nice kill by Hami on the shotgun. Yeah, coming
why
in from behind.
Outlook when there's a node in CC. It's a lot easier to destroy CC with the blow.
Well, I'm not sure if they wanted to kill Sauloop because they already got pressured when they just came in. So I guess they were kind of stuck, sort of stranded right there, not knowing what to do.
Locked themselves a little bit, I think.
CC is so easy to shoot with the LMCs and when the shotgun covers.
I agree.
You know?
Maybe they were traveling to CC though, but. I'm not sure if Sauloop is the way to go.
Yeah, well, yeah, I agree. Indeed, they shouldn't go through Sauloop.
That lurk must be low.
80 HP, not that low.
Oh.
They're losing Eclipse now.
Now there are four Marines LMGing
down.
So far,
they are pressuring Sauloop.
They're moving in. Why they're moving in? They can shoot it from that corner there, right? Exactly. Now they realize what they can do.
It looks like they're listening to you, Blind.
Wow, that's
sure
strange.
How Necros got that frick.
Yeah, one's got going into four Marines and still get a kill. This is devastating.
And the node is still up. DC. Must be on one board.
But yeah, the Marines got outskilled there. They couldn't kill the Scots.
Well, when you do the tactic with four Marines, they shouldn't be all shooting at the node at the same time. You cannot have four Marines reloading at the same time. That doesn't work.
Yeah, indeed. So what are the Marines doing? There's three Marines in T-junction side, and they're losing Trial and Eclipse.
Guys, I want to try to take down something really hard. And yeah, they split up, the LMGs move in, the shotgun stays back, distracted by Skulk, and so goes down another pressure team.
He's trying to set up a trap on the Lurk, but the Lurk doesn't bite.
Yeah, that was a nice trap, but too bad the Lurk didn't.
Maybe now.
Go for the Lurk!
Now we can move in. Maybe get the Lurk?
Oh. No. Well, the fate is up now.
Straight going for South Duke?
Doctor, I think, has its kind of a problem. He doesn't always look at his rest situation like me, so he just looks at rest nodes because nobody's saving
just walk
them.
A Lurk, Miklas. That is impressive.
Yes. Yeah, I saw that too.
Doctor rating at his Marine right now, that is not how you talk about your team. Not during the match in the public chat. Somehow he feels superior to his team, and I'm not sure why.
Yes, this looks really bad now for Marine. And no guns anymore, he cannot afford more stuff. But yes, armor 1, weapon 1. It won't help much with 2 nodes against 4 or 5 alien nodes. And the second hive running. So there's like no chance to push for that
it's
hive.
It's kind of standard play from the aliens and it's just working, so they don't have to adjust at all. They do what they need to do, kill the Marines, kill the pressure team, build the hive.
Oh, Necros here, stuck there. HP. Yeah. That was
40
that was close.
Guess he just doesn't have to correct Adrenaline Control.
He has been low every time on this match. Oh, he's already raging.
So the commander raged?
Yeah, Ford, the commander Ford. Ford.
And Gobold is jumping in the Comchu.
So the victory will probably go to Professors.
Yes, this is now official. The finals go to Professors.
Well, they could ask for a replay here.
3-0 now.
A replay? More drama.
Indeed.
But that
I'm not sure why Doctor
over
is racing so hard. The Marines didn't do that bad. Okay, they made a few mistakes, but it certainly didn't get rolled or anything.
Oh, nice by Gobold. So overall, this was a boring round.
They just went going for South Loop like 3 times and died every time.
Yeah, I agree with Jake on that.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
When they have a node like Computer Core, you should always go for that node because it is almost impossible to defend.
Yeah, that's why I like fast LMG push through station. Just walk there. By the way, the comp.
And Doctor is just going crazy in chat. I'm not sure why he does that.
Well, this won't help the team at all.
I wonder how Doggo is. Is he rating? He doesn't use his microphone, so he seems quite silent. Oh, you're gonna see the team chat from the HLDV, can you?
Nope. Maybe you can, I'm not sure.
Yeah, Doctor's really mad about something, I don't know, maybe they talked a little bit and had some arguing in their team chat.
He's kinda rating at his marines for not being capable of killing all those cooks and lurks and facts. Well, they do need to kill them at some point of the game.
It is right.
I guess it's a classic situation of being outskilled somehow.
Yeah, you saw that on the team play there, like four marines shooting at the same time.
Martin, the U2 champion. Congratulate him, guy.
Do they actually get icons for the Vision 2 championship?
Doctor's even leaving now. Ooh. Guess they don't want to play the last round now.
No, hey, this is not, I was predicting 3-1 for Professor. Doctor should join back and win this round for his team. Go.
Yes, they should, because I predicted 3-1. Come back and win.
So yeah, I'm not sure why they picked Eclipse out of all maps.
Indeed, it's a hard map.
The Marine round's already pretty weak, and then they pick a map where the Marine round is probably the hardest of all maps I know.
You're absolutely right. Especially when you're 2-0 and behind, you really need a map where you can take the Marine round. So I'm not quite sure if this round will be played now, since Doctor raged out. And Stray Dog's asking the referee, Danny, if he can play for them.
Looking at the lineup of Stray Dogs, they have about 10-15 players. Be able to get one more in.
Yeah, they should. They had 7 in the beginning of the match.
Oh, well, they're provoking Dover. That's a nice.
Yeah, and there's comes a nice all English the drama coming out of Delco here. Once again.
Not nice.
I guess we need Jackie to moderate the chat right now. This is going nowhere.
Danny, use your power, use your force.
Danny should actually do this, but I think he enjoys it too much.
He's having popcorn or something.
So we're gonna see this map. Syntrax is back, he will play for Aliens.
Right, no Doctor this lineup.
And Doctor... yeah, not gonna play. So we're gonna see another Lurk. I guess it's Mickey this time.
Stray Dogs really had the chance in this game, but not good enough.
I agree, I completely agree, they had their chances.
Well, let's ask Dr. Over after the match for an interview and ask what he thinks and why he actually left. We can get a normal answer out of him.
Yeah. This wasn't a
walkover. You can do it after the match.
Back in the Knife day, I remember like playing with a bad team against Knife, and we couldn't get out of the Marine start even.
Yeah, well, back in the day, indeed, Knife was probably above all clans at that time. I'm not sure actually anymore. It's a long time ago. But there were indeed some teams that actually still played us while they were getting, well, let's say, face rape.
Back in the day when the client didn't even know what NS was, right?
That's
back
right.
Back in the day.
Because I started playing that stuff last season.
Yeah, too bad. You missed a lot of drama.
Yeah, too bad. Yeah,
the activity back in the day was way better. So yeah, right now the activity is in a pretty shit state.
Yeah.
But we're still going.
Yeah, I wouldn't thought we would be still having a season. Yeah, you know, if you asked me about this in 2004 or 5 or something.
Yeah, after I handed over the NSL to you, I was thinking, well, maybe you can make it happen, maybe not, probably not. But you did make it happen, and we are here in season 14 already.
Yeah, well, no, I think it's pretty declining now. But we still have spectators.
Well, yeah, of course, the number of players is getting smaller rapidly. But then again, NS2 is coming up, I hope, this year, yeah. October, I'm not sure.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure for Halloween.
We'll see.
Should
we
be,
will probably,
you know,
convert the NSL to NSL 2 League. I'm not sure what your plans are on this, Jaggy.
Yeah, the big question is, do we want to merge with the Americans and the rest of the world?
Do we want to kill NS1? Do we want to kill it, finally? That's the question.
Yeah.
Are we keeping the league open for NS1, or are we not? Because when the
NSL
closes
waiting
down,
for them to play the last round. That's the thing I hate most on NS these days.
These days? Well, I can tell you, back in the day, the waiting time was probably even worse. So nothing has changed. Since the start of NS, you have to wait around 10-20 minutes for each round to start. Especially officials. People are getting used to it while they're playing NS, so why no one bothers?
Maybe I should have decreased that forfeit clock time to 5 minutes. It would be better.
Well, now sometimes you really need the 10 minutes if something happens or something, but yeah. Most of the time you don't, and people just don't hurry up because they see, oh, we have 10 minutes. We don't have to hurry up.
That's right. You see it in other games, like Counter-Strike. If something doesn't start like in 2 minutes, people will just leave because there are like 1,000 other teams
well,
you can
people
play.
People will not just leave, you will get banned. Looking for a PCW,
or even
and
that,
your,
right, yeah.
your mates don't join in 1 minute, you will just get kicked. That's a luxury we cannot afford in the NS scene, since there's only about 8 clans right now. Maybe 2 or 3 active. Not even
right,
2 or 3 active.
And I hope it will be fixed automatically with NS2 coming out. Next year.
Oh, right now they
now.
Have it on Steam already, so that's a pretty good sign. Back in the day they could never get the official mod status on Steam, so the public their roots wasn't that big. There were some mods like Day of Defeat, I think, and some other mods. I'm not sure which ones. It were really big just because it was released on Steam.
That's right.
Was
yes,
some
these
port
days
of Steam.
They could have
they
so
have
much bigger scene
selection.
If they had and it would this NSS in my opinion has more, a lot more depth than Day of Defeat. So
yeah, than any Half-Life mod for that matter.
Yeah, any. All of them. Also Counter-Strike, of course. All you can do is save up some, like money and those little tactical decisions you have here too.
Okay, here we go. Round number 4, Stray Dogs versus Professors.
But with a good hive for Stray Dogs. But I might be able to take at least one round for them.
Great shot for
I most certainly hope they do.
High.
Are they going for South Loop? Power Sub Nodes? The Marines are trying to fast LMG push, I think. But not the skipping station.
Yep, you're right here. Going straight for Power Sub Junction.
Yes, here comes the action. That Gorge will die. Oh, no. Yes, now he will die.
Yeah.
I'm quite sure because of the Skulk.
An early ops with scanning capability. Okay, the press team is now down.
Yeah, even Margo couldn't save them.
Okay.
But now they have to
LMG pressure near the hive is pretty, you know.
At the same time though, Homik is capping maintenance RT right now. So they are having 3 RTs.
This is gonna be a lot.
Does this mean no lurk?
What is the other scout doing here? Mick, he waited until Isaac was down. Not the best teamwork. an LMG pushing the same node again. I think this time they will prevail. Snowgorge was healing it, I think. Yeah,
the node is down in power sub now.
Now they can just walk over to South Loop. But they are going for West Core. What are they doing there?
I think they are waiting for orders, but... maybe Mark is trying to initiate, you never know.
Yeah,
he's looking at the opening.
Yeah,
it's like AA.
I don't
like,
agree with that.
Oh, there's a tasty spawn camp there, should I go?
Yes. Straight to the main hive. But A, he cannot say it's a bad thing, because mostly he takes 3, 4 or 5 skooks out on the way.
Yeah.
The same goes for Marco.
And the spawn camp seems to work. They killed the Gorge in a hive.
Did kill the MC Gorge. Probably means two MCs for the aliens.
And they skipped the Lurk. Just notice, they didn't went for Lurk, they just got that
Mikla
RT
has
instead.
The rest for the Fade though, assuming he's a Fade.
And maybe we're gonna have Mik and Gobot go to Fade.
I'm not sure, but they need to do something right now, because there's two Marines spawn camping the main hive. And it's not looking good. Four aliens down right now.
Miglex should
two
go
more
fade
alive.
Right now, before they get spawn camp.
Yeah, Gobot is fading that moment. Whoa, I have the feeling this is gonna be way too late now.
Hive node is gonna go down.
They are cleaning up the hive.
They only have one movement left. And the first Robert alien already afford. Well, yeah, I said it was the wrong decision just to go spunk instead of going noise, but in this case it was the right decision. They
well, it's not a matter of wrong or right, it's just the fact that Marco outskills probably all of the alien players right now, making it so easy for them to spawn camp. Sure, if it was the greatest action to allow Marco, clearly a Division 1 player, to work for a Division 2 final. I'm not sure about this, but yeah, that's my opinion. I don't think he belongs
skipping
here.
The Lurk was a big factor, I think, in this. If they would have a Lurk going up instead of that node, they could have easily defended that hive from spawn camping.
Yeah, this is true, however.
They don't have
so
any upgrades.
Just
so
going for that action node could just have cost the game.
Aliens are recapping and getting their RTs. This isn't that bad situation for the aliens, though. They don't have any upgrades.
Well, you say it isn't bad, but the Marines have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 RTs up in the map like Eclipse.
No, upgrades. It's 2 upgrades up.
Do have motion. Yeah, you're right about this. But I think the upgrades are going to roll in right now, because I see
indeed.
2 arms lapses in restart.
Alright, yeah.
That's
unless
right,
they're going to
aliens lost
grind all the nodes now, it's going to be armor 1 and weapon 1 really fast.
Yeah, they can have armor weapon 1 in about 30-20 seconds. And they're back on track.
Also something, they don't have rest. Whoa. That kicks in the motion. Yeah, they don't have any hive whatsoever in any near future.
They should rush the base, the
rest
the base.
Situation.
You know, when you don't have base gates, it's gonna be, really problematic to defend the base while they are fighting the nodes against two fates. Oh, there's proto in the base.
That's right, the face
now
gate
I
would
see.
Really be cool now.
There's a prototype up.
Yeah.
Alright.
It's going Camera straight
weapon
to jetpacks.
One up right now.
There's no second
half. I cannot see if he's upgrading
soon.
Weapon or armor too. Anyone catch there?
Mikla should risk it. Oh, too late now. I mean,
but you were
go with
leaves
the
face
gate. Gates way too easily then, you know. Now they're gonna get a face gate in Eclipse. Oh, well, they're not.
Well, why did Gobot leave maintenance gate? There was no marine any close. There's still no mines on the gate, he could just easily grind it.
Well, for us it's all easy to see.
And now they have armor 1 weapons 1. The Fates should risk it when they didn't have any upgrades, you know, they should like,
Yeah, but I think they didn't expect it, or maybe they just didn't realize that they're
that
still
fate
normal
must
one
be
up
low.
So long time.
Wasn't as low as Necros, though.
No. Probably due
but
to only having weapon 1. Was that weapon 2? He might have been... Might have been dead, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Probably not.
But he's going for jetpacks, not for
very
upgrade.
Right.
Aliens are not doing so bad and taking down all those Dreadnoughts.
Yeah, but the thing is, the aliens fall back 2 months. You know, they gave the phase gate maintenance pretty much for free.
That is right.
I think the maintenance phase gate is going to go down right now. I'm not sure.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah,
oh,
it's all
down, it's recycled.
But they can't put
the
high one side
of the question. They cannot. They don't have the rest to put up the hive, unfortunately.
Warriors are pushing for clips.
Remember, they still have the proto. They could get jetpacks. And when Margo gets a jetpack, HMC, we will see a lot of dead fakes.
Yeah, or Hemi or Necros also.
I'm not sure if he already started the jetpack upgrade, because they're pretty low on res right now, but...
Yeah, they are, but then aliens don't have a hive, though, so... And they don't have a lurk, so they can...
Either way, they are way ahead of
now they have a hive. Maintenance is getting dropped right now.
No.
Oh no, hope. I saw Isoc there, gestating with 39 res, so sorry. And the Gorge maintenance on my screen, so I thought it's gonna drop the hive.
The fate to really dominate the recappers. The only way to win this game now. Huh? That's good by Cobalt there. Margo's trying to solo the fate.
Well, and he suck, and there he's gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the power of motion tracking.
Yep. And weapon 2.
Weapon 2 indeed, just in time.
Jetpacks up.
And jetpacks are out. How many Necros with the first jetpacks? Let's see what they can make. Not going for the first fate kill, unfortunately.
What are they?
So still no hive going.
Yeah.
I think Isoc is saving up for it, but he just doesn't have the res quite yet. Former res
needed. The thing is, when they drop a jetpack to Marco, he's not gonna lose a jetpack in the next 5 minutes, probably. Oh, 4 minutes, something.
They should maybe just go jetpack rush those nodes. If aliens are back to 4 res nodes.
I agree with the commander here, he's just taking control of the map and then slowly pushing the nodes like he is now. Although this might be a forced beacon though, Marine Star. No, Fate is leaving.
No. I think those Fates are really scared. Like Mick leaving without a Marine coming in, Goba did so too on maintenance phase gate. Wasn't even someone.
Another warp
in.
On the Hatel. The whole alien team is down.
And we missed it. Just one Fate still left here. And again, instead
I think this round is pretty much over.
Yes. Going straight for the hive, not even bothering about those res nodes. Pretty much just going in the hive. Taking down the whole team. Well, we have two possible more fates. Gobot and Isoc, but I don't see... This can't change much from now. Because Marines will not allow them to have a hive growing up. Just keep spawn camping here, keep killing fates.
It looks like the whole Marine team got a jetpack except for Marco. That'd be fair in this case.
Yeah, I just wanted to say it's very fair.
Fates are doing their best they can, though.
Exploit that Mark.
Look at Marco walking there, so disappointed.
Even with an LMG, not even a shotgun or a HMG.
Oh, meanwhile, in the pressure on the main hive, all those nodes went
down. Now he's typing something for the commander. Fuck you, or something like that.
Well, we saw the first dead jetpacker here.
Yeah, a BHAG going down.
Yes, but it doesn't matter at all. This match
it doesn't
is
matter indeed.
Totally over. This round's over. And now there's Ghost of Fate.
And Marker gets team killed. Always nice to see.
And this is time for F4, I think.
Yeah, Marines should definitely have four now.
Yeah, the aliens call it. GG.
Alright. Well, congratulations to Professor.
So I guess I'm wrong again. No two alien wins on this map. It's a straight 4-0.
4-0 for Professors.
Yes. Destroy.
Prof expects Redux to take at least one round, but unfortunately.
So now I want to see what Dr. Necros has to say about it. I'm gonna get him in here.
Yeah, I'm gonna ask Dr. right now. Maybe we can get him in here and ask him a few questions.
This is right.
I think Doctor is coming. I'm giving him the details right now.
Yep, let's get him.
So,
yeah, I wanna.
Don't lock out just yet. Hang in here. We're going to interview most of the players of the teams and ask them their opinion about this match.
Doctor has joined the
just
channel.
Trying to figure out, is this IP right?
Hello, Doctor.
Not a guy.
Hello.
Hi. So, what do you think of the match? 4-0 for Professors.
I would like to say the match was only... I agreed on one replay and one... secondly, Marco, because I thought it would be... I wanted to bring a game to the community, but I guess it bit me back in the ass.
That it did. We were discussing actually the why you let him allow to murk, because he clearly is a Division 1 player in my opinion. You can see that right here. He has the capability to take over the whole game when he gets a weapon, and that can be so frustrating for a team like Stray Dogs. We're clearly improving, but just not at a level right now.
I mean, seriously, I just wanted a game for the community, and Hammy said, or Professor said, that Marco was as close as a straight as a professor's member as Hammy himself, and I just had to take his word for it, I guess.
Well, so maybe he was, maybe he wasn't. I don't know. I don't think he was, though, because he was in the army and
not the skill wise, but
hello.
By the activity wise, he's played for like two games before.
Hello, Orgat. Welcome.
Yeah, hello, Orgat here.
Congratulations.
So we have both team captains here. Congratulations, exactly, for that win. Devastating win, although you had three mercs at a time here.
Impressive, with four marines on the field.
Yeah, I really didn't really expect anything else.
I'd like to comment.
And Marco, go for it, Doctor.
I'd like to comment on what the remark Jericho left with. Four marines on the field after I'm presuming weapons to motion tracking and our hive down. I mean, I could have done that. Anyone could have fucking done that.
Yeah, they already had weapon 3, armor 3, motion tracking. That is right.
Even with four marines, with probably no fade at that time, I don't see how that can be called well played. Well, of course, to get into that position, it was well played by professors. Or mix, I guess, I don't know.
I have
more
than
mix, to be honest.
Question for you, Doctor. For the first alien round, why did you rush in to kill the Margo shotgun?
Well, the thing was, I believe
there.
I believe at that time I could have done enough damage, because there was skulks around Marco. Yes, sure, he will focus on me, but I could relurk any time. At that point, our nodes were more important. In my eyes.
Yeah, well, you lost both your nodes after you lurked it, and you couldn't defend the high...
Notice how all this is revolving round the one player, Marco,
no,
and how he had... No, seriously.
Yeah,
if it was any other professors, could you have said that shotgunner, at any point, could have took down, even, although, I have to admit, Stray Dog's teamwork was terrible. Jumping in one at a time to Marco, but even another professor's player, could he have possibly pulled off what Marco did? That's the question.
Yes, of course. We have Tweedle, we have Alexi, both of them very known carry players. Just a shame that they're inactive right now. But yes, they can
and
do what
it's a shame
Marco
indeed,
did.
Orgat. But I'd like to add here, those are also Division 1 players. It's a bit weird though, the situation, because most of your roster consists of Division 1 players. So... Yeah, ending up in a Division 2 file, I'm not sure if that was the right call. But well, it happened.
The thing was, Professors started off Div 2 in my eyes. It started building upon members, and I thought that that game that we gave them, they showed themselves to be... I don't think even Div 1. I mean, we made stupid mistakes. They had, well, probably one Div member, Div 1 member, but I believe other Div 1 teams are better than what I saw there. It wasn't a rollover like Stray Dogs last season when we played Sauna Men. We had no chance, zero chance, even with cheese, with the SC cheese. No chance. You can tell when there's Div 1.
Yeah, great. They had extra chances here to win this match. I felt also on Pipeline that situation and Wheel. What did you think of Marines, that Hive was already up there and no one scouted it or something? A question to Necros there. I don't know what you had in mind all the time.
Hmm?
On the Wheel round, I
think the question is
the second one. You totally missed the Pipeline Hive. It was up growing there.
Oh, this was funny. Yeah, Phone is not a very experienced commander, and he makes mistakes, but we won, so it doesn't matter.
Well, that's true.
So, would you say you're with...
Danny just sacrificed his date for ENSL.
His date?
That's devotion. That's
for
devotion.
His date.
Yes, guy. All thank Danny on Steam, please.
Alright, yeah, continue. Yeah, what were you talking about, Doc?
Would you... I would like to put it down to a public vote, or preferably whoever's on the shoutcast. Would you say the game was won because of sheer individual skill alone, or would you say it was due to a tactical or tactical play, better playing from the Marine side or Professor side?
Well, we could say share individual skill, but then again, on the Veil round, the Marine round from Professors, I saw Marco there in the top, but also Hemi was in the top, and Neck was with around the same score, so it's not totally individual skill right there, it's okay. Also team play, and just, well, in my opinion, outskilling Stray Dogs right there.
Yeah, I believe...
Stats are overrated.
I mean, at the start, I mean, Marco had 12-1. Everyone else was below double figures. And, yeah, alone, he had a shotgun. He was alone in cargo. Personally, I believe that any other professor in that situation wouldn't have been able to pull off what he did.
Yeah, might have been.
But, I can't say anything.
It doesn't matter in the end, because you allowed him.
But, Doctor, can I ask you a question? Yes. In the first place, you did allow him to merc. Well, in my opinion, if you allow someone to merc, you cannot whine about it afterwards, because you did give them the go-ahead to use them as a merc.
That's exactly what I wanted to say. Because after that, you kind of raged quit and left your team and raged at your team. I don't know if that was a good idea for
Team
Smoker there.
I'm always joking. Everyone else on my team except Dogo knows this. I'm not going to say any individuals, but I believe at that point, someone added towards my rage. It wasn't proper rage. I knew the outcome from day one, what would happen. I knew that I would be prepared to come for a 4-0. I predicted a 4-0 for Professors. Not to be against Stray Dogs, but what I believe
would happen. Somebody take off the microphone, Doctor. We are losing listeners. Anyway.
Yeah, I think you just did a bit too much on the public chat, Doctor. It's not all your Marines' fault. They did their best. They tried to kill the landforms. It was just a little bit too much.
Yeah, I think...
I don't think we lost a single life in this game.
It wasn't a walkover by Professors, in my opinion, but Marco got his moment, so... And it made a big difference there, though. And I think you had a chance there, you know? You just get a bit outskilled there. But you had a chance, I think.
I mean, yeah, I believe
just a bit sharper team play, especially in moments like Eclipse. You had four Marines there and one single Marine. Alien Skull can just walk in there and kill one or two Marines, but because you're all shooting at the same time, reloading at the same time. It's a lot of those different small things you're counting in on the team play, and it wasn't really that well.
Yeah, so, I mean,
but you had your chances.
Like Eclipse and Marine Round for Stray Dogs, I told two people to go to T-Junction. But they went different ways. I mean, I know that possibly from a Div 1 team, that would have been better to cover both sides because one Skulk cannot beat one Marine from a range. But for a Div 2 team, I specifically told them at the start of the game, even if, well, go in twos because these guys are probably better skilled, so we'll beat them in numbers. Besides, I don't know, they just ignored orders sometimes and just went off. I mean, even on Aliens on Dale, they beat Hops one time.
The second question, why did you go to Southwell for three times? Isn't like, in my opinion, CS is a lot easier node. You can shoot it from the below and the shotgun can cover. And when you go for South Loop, even if you kill them, they're gonna spawn and they're gonna be there, you know, it's sort of close to the hive, so...
I'm seriously, South Loop, one of the easiest nodes to take down, in my opinion, if you stay there with four LMGs.
Well, think about CC, how open it is with a shotgun, it can take all the skulks coming when the LMG shoot the node from below.
Yeah, I agree with Shiriki, there's no easier node than Comcore on Eclipse.
I mean, sooner or later, it's gonna be on the agenda. So, well, we got into South Loop pretty fast without a lurk. So, without a lurk, South Loop is easy to kill. I mean, from CC, how are you going to spore the Marines unless showing yourself as a lurk? In CC, of course. I mean, in South Loop, it's tight, it's compact. I want to get it out of the way as soon as possible.
Right.
Something else on Eclipse make me wonder. You like at the 4 minute mark, you decided to drop a fourth node, like going for an extra node and skip the lurk, and that pretty much broke your neck as those spawn campers. Nothing could you didn't you couldn't stop.
I wasn't
you
playing in that one. I can't comment on that.
All right. Thanks. And
I with us we have Marco actually, who merged for Team Professors, and I have a question for you, Marco. Do you think you were the star player of the match, or do you think your team deserves more credit than, well, we give them right now?
Well, Hamivo did very well on Marines Round, in my opinion, and also surprisingly well on Lurk.
Yeah, I saw him Lurk, so I was commentating
so
on that.
So I don't think that I one-man-armied Stray Dogs.
No, okay, you definitely didn't do that, in my opinion. I agree, but it did add up though in the end, seeing you rack up the kills with a shotgun early game, destroying all their nodes, sometimes even by yourself, and just destroying the economy of Stray Dogs.
I think you made a big difference there, Marco, but people like Hammy did so very well also. And just if Hammy did have the shotgun there, maybe could have fought the same. Not sure, we cannot tell, of course, but he did really good. You did really good. But I don't think you're the game breaker. Like, if they didn't have you, it would be, like, completely different.
I have to disagree with that, but that's just me. I allowed Marco to play, and I'm not going to complain about it anymore. Professors with a different lineup would still give, I believe, will still give a similar result. So I'm not disappointed from the result, but I believe we gave our best shot, and that's what I could just say at the end of the game.
Yeah, that's good sportsmanship by also allowing the replay there, Doctor. Well, thanks for both teams for participating in the initial season, and are you going to come back in the next season? We're probably not going to have a season during the summer, they fail most of the time. But if there's going to be a season in autumn, are you going to play with Stray Dogs, Doctor, or is Professor
Night Cup, Night Cup.
I would say that I would... I don't want to play in the summer because, yeah, Jiriki, as you said, you mentioned it's going to be very inactive, everyone's not going to be here. If there's been next season, I'll definitely come back and I'll definitely be making a team. I definitely want to be...
I like that.
I'll definitely be aiming for
Orga.
Well, I will come back, but definitely never again in Lump's team, because it has been a very big disappointment just from the beginning. It just took a few players, threw them in a team, then fucked off, and left all the work for me, so not with him.
That is exactly Lump's trademark. He's been doing this for about 5 years.
Alright, great, that was recorded. Anyway, well, thanks for the shoutcast, and see you watching the finals tomorrow.
Tomorrow!
Yeah, see you watch the time, that's right. I think, Doctor, you wanted to livecast it with someone, or who's livecasting tomorrow?
Well, finish time tomorrow.
Well, I'm not gonna be there. Army still owns me. So not to worry.
I'm sorry for you, Mark. I'm really sorry for you, bottom of my heart.
I'll be there with X-Man tomorrow, so if any viewers are still on, are you still recording? I don't even know. But I'll definitely be there tomorrow with X-Man, and looking forward to a fantastic game, probably better than our Div 2 final. I'm sorry, viewers, for not giving you the game that I wanted to promise you guys.